Bank of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Hey, Kara. This is Jade over at On Deck. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Just returning Amy's call. Can I speak with her, please?
Yeah, 1 second.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Sorry I missed your call. I was away from my desk.
Oh, that's okay. So what I was calling about was for MIA Brewing Company, and I wanted to know how we can make this customer eligible for online checkout. You mentioned that like if we remove a PG, that the offer might change.
Definitely. So I just took a further look at the file, and it actually looks like Eduardo Leon is the only PG on the app, so that is actually great. The file can be made online checkout eligible with
okay.
the offer remaining exactly the same as noted in the offers email that we looked at yesterday.
Okay.
There are just a couple of steps that need to be addressed. I can email them over to you. Verbally, though, we just need an email address for Eduardo. We have Howard@Spine3D as the email. It does not correlate with him, so hopefully he has an email that we could grab from him.
Yeah.
And then just an alternate phone number.
Sure.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll send you the numbers that we already have, so if you could give us another one, that'd be awesome. And then also it looks like they are requesting a bank verification, but I'm working to see if it's possible to get that waived.
Okay.
May or may not be, but I'll let you know once I hear back from the team. And then hopefully we could set that up today by the end of the day and get it set up for you guys.
Okay. So I don't really deal with the STIPS too much, but what is required with a bank verification?
Great question. So it's actually really simple. It's just a screen share. One of our bank verification reps will actually call Eduardo at the best time and
okay.
the best number available when he's in front of a computer. Reason being is that they're going to actually share screens,
okay.
and our bank verification specialist is going to log in with him to the bank account info to just
sure.
look over a couple of things to make sure that nothing is, you know, fraudulent X, Y, and Z, essentially. So it should take about, like, 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. No problem. So I'll follow up, or you'll send me an email, and I'll follow up with your rep for the information you requested. It's just like a specific email for Eduardo, an alternate phone number, and then we'll see about that bank verification, right?
Exactly. That's it. Pretty simple. And then it takes, you know, however so long to make it eligible, and then we'll get it all set up for you guys.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, it's always, you know, preferred if we can take care of the online checkout on our end.
Absolutely.
Makes it easier for the customer. So I'll get you an email address and phone number. And thank you for giving me
Perfect.
A call.
Absolutely. Thanks, Amy. Bye.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
You too.